Okay, we are in the Gospel of Luke.
کتاب انجیل لوقا.
We are in chapter 18, the last part. And we stopped last week in verse 30, so let's start reading in 31 till
33.
And let me give you the title before I start reading.
اما قبل از خوندن موضوع معظم امروز بهتون اعلام کنم.
And that is that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost.
عیسی آمد جستجو کنه و پیدا کنه آن چه گم شده بود.
Now 31-33. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on, and they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again.
پس آن دوازده را برداشته به ایشان گفت اینک به اورشلیم می رویم و آنچه به زبان انبیا درباره پسر انسان نوشته شده است به انجام خواهد رسید زیرا که او را به امتها تسلیم می کنند و استهزا و بی‌حرمتی کرده آب دهان بر وی انداخته و تازیانه زده او را خواهند کشت و در روز سوم خواهد برخاست.
Yeah, so Jesus is telling his disciples about things that will shortly going to happen. He's going to give them heads up. And he basically plainly says what it will be. Yeah, the Son of Man shall be delivered to the Gentiles, shall be mocked, spitefully entreated, spitted on, scourged.
میگه پسر انسان نوشته شده است به انجام خواهد رسید زیرا که او را به امتها تسلیم میکنند استهزا و بی‌حرمتی کرده آب دهان بر وی انداخته تازیانه زده او را خواهند کشت و در روز سوم خواهد برخاست.
Yeah. Put to death and then be raised the third day again.
کشته و بعد از سه روز زنده خواهد شد.
Now the first thing I want to remark is that
اولین نکته که میخوام اشاره کنم اینه
people who do not know the Old Testament, they might think that all the things that are happening were just like come out of nowhere without any reference. But this was not suddenly. Because the prophets had already written about it. They had spoken about this. Now, I could spend the whole morning going over Old Testament prophecies that were fulfilled in Jerusalem, what Jesus is talking about.
But
maybe we do that next year with Easter. But I want to give you a passage at least from the Bible to show you what I'm talking about. So go to Psalm 22 for a moment, because I want to read a couple of verses from there. And this is a psalm that is written about 1,000 years before Jesus came. Yeah, David. Did you translate what I said?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, this was a psalm that was written about 1,000 years before Jesus came. Yeah, and this was David who spoke by the Holy Spirit.
این داستان به وسیله داوود نبی این سرود نوشته شد.
Yeah, you can read the whole psalm at home.
کل خونه میتونی کل مزمور داوود رو بخونی. I want to just read a few verses. اما میخوام چند تا از
حرف
داوود رو بخونیم. آیه 1.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why are thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring?
ای خدای من, چرا مرا واگذاشتی؟ و از نجات من و سخنانم فغان دوری.
Maybe you recognize the first words. Yeah, my God, my God, why has that forsaken me? Yeah, these were the words that Jesus spoke on the cross. Read verses 7 and 8. All they that see me love me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him.
هر کی که بر من مینگرد ریش خندم میکند دهان کج میکنند و سر جنبانیده میگویند بر خداوند توکل دارد پس بگذار او خلاصیش دهد اگر به او رغبت دارد رهاییش بخشد.
Doesn't that sound what happened when Jesus was on the cross? People scorning and mocking him.
اتفاق نیفتاد همه خندیدن و گفتند اما خدا بیاره.
You come from the cross.
خودت به صلیب بیا پایین.
Jesus trusted in God.
عیسی مسیح اعتماد کرد
به پدر. Read verse 16. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet.
سگان مرا احاطه کرده اند. دسته اوباش گردم حلقه زدند. دستها و پاهایم را سوراخ کردند.
Ah, this is the crucifixion.
دقیقاً کاری است که برای صلیب
Exactly.
دقیقاً روی دستها و پاهاش می‌کنند.
17.
آیه 17.
I might tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me.
می توانم همه استخوان‌هایم را بشمارم. آنان خیره بر من چشم دوختند.
Yeah, people were staring and gloating at Jesus.
همه بر عیسی مسیح چشم دوخته بودند.
Because Jesus was scorched.
چون در حقیقت انقدر زخمی شده بود که استخوان‌هایش
بیرون آمده بود.
آیه 18.
They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture.
جامه‌هایم را میان خود تقسیم کردند و بر تن‌پوش من قرعه افکندند.
Yeah, they casted lots about the clothes of Jesus. Yep, Psalm 22 is clearly about the crucifixion of Jesus.
مزمور 22 صلیب کشیدن عیسی مسیح را داوود.
So when Jesus tells his disciples, in Luke 18, there are things that the prophet spoke about that need to be fulfilled. This included Psalm 22. It included many other scriptures.
Yeah.
Isaiah 53. Zechariah 11. Psalm 41. And there are many more.
Yeah.
What was about to happen in Jerusalem was not in a vacuum. It was prophesied about over a long period of time. Yeah. Read verse 34. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. Yeah, so three times in this sentence it makes it clear that the disciples did not get this. They did not understand what Jesus was telling them. Yeah, for them it was just another trip with Jesus to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
They thought it would be exciting.
Yeah.
He does all these amazing things. He gives us all these wonderful sayings and speaks these wonderful words. They still had no idea what would happen. Even though Jesus is warning them and telling them exactly what will happen. And even later on, yeah, still the disciples didn't know what was going on. Go to Luke 24. Luke 24, we have a story of two disciples and they are on their way to Emmaus. And this was directly after the resurrection.
Yeah,
the resurrected Jesus has a conversation with them. Yeah, and they're not recognizing Jesus at this point. And they're explaining to Jesus what happened that day. Now, read the response of Jesus. 25-27. Luke 24, 25-27. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24, 25-27.
و سوست دلان از ایمان آوردن به آنچه انبیا گفتند آیا نمی بایست که مسیح این رنج ها را ببیند تا به جلال خود برسد؟
Yeah, so even after the resurrection they still didn't completely understand what happened.
هنوز درک نکرده بودن واقعا چه اتفاقی.
And again we see Jesus pointing to Old Testament scriptures showing that the Old Testament already spoke about him. Yeah, Jesus did not come in a vacuum. All the prophets spoke of him. Yeah, the whole Bible is about Jesus. Yeah, the Old Testament is pointing that he would come. It's foreshadowing his coming. Of course, the New Testament talks about that he came. Go to Acts 10. Acts 10:43. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins.
Ten forty-three.
Yeah, to him all the prophets witness.
که هر که به ایمان آورد به نام او آمرزش گناهان را خواهد.
And it points out that
اشاره میکنه
through his name
به وسیله نام
whosoever believes on him
که ایمان بیاره
shall receive remission of sins.
آمرزش گناه.
It was the plan from the very beginning.
و هدف خداوند از آغاز بود.
Yeah, that Jesus would bruise the head of Satan.
که عیسی مسیح سر شیطان رو بشکنه.
That was prophesied in Genesis chapter 3.
با پاشنه پاش در پیدایش فصل 23.
No, Genesis 3.
And
we're not going to go there, but you can read it at home. All the Bible talks about Jesus. Yeah, and the Israelites had the scriptures. And Jesus is telling his disciples. It was written. And what is written is going to be a reality very soon. It's going to be fulfilled. Go back to Luke chapter 18. And read verses 32 and 33 again. I'll be delivered into the Gentiles and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on, and they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again.
زیرا که او را به امت ها تسلیم می کنند و استهزا و بی‌حرمتی کرده آب دهان بر وی انداخته و تازیانه زده او را خواهند کشت.
Yeah, so the disciples were blind to these things at this point in time. Now read on. We get another story now. 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh into Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. So they're approaching Jerusalem. Jericho is about 25 kilometers away from Jerusalem. Yeah, you could reach it in one day if you wanted. And on their way, when they're getting close to Jericho, there's this blind man that's at the side of the road begging. Yeah, this man apparently didn't have people helping him. His solution was having to sit at the road, hoping that people would give for his survival. Now read verse 36, what he's hearing. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. So he notices that a lot of people are passing. He can't see, but he can hear. So he's asking, what's going on? Why are all these people here? And he answers, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Now listen to the response of the blind man.
28.
And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Yeah, so clearly this man had heard about Jesus. Maybe because he had heard people talking about Jesus when he passed by. Yeah? Now the answer is, Jesus is passing. And the response is, he's calling out to Jesus, son of David. Yeah? He knew about Jesus. He had probably also heard that Jesus healed people. And he probably had hoped that he would meet Jesus one day. Yeah, so now Jesus is here. He knows he's passing by. He cannot see Jesus. Yeah, so he starts crying out, hoping he will be heard.
Yeah, have mercy on me.
Read verse 39. And they went before, they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Yeah, so Jesus is not where he is at the moment. There are people going in front of Jesus. And he's crying out. Yeah, but instead of people telling him, oh, he's coming in a bit, they're rebuking him. Be quiet. You're annoying us. Don't bother us. Don't bother Jesus. Yeah, this is a man that is at the bottom of society. Nobody notices him.
He
needs to ask what's going on. Nobody has eye for him. He's blind himself. He cannot see.
کوره و نمیبینه.
Yeah, people are blind towards him, they don't see him.
ما مردم هم کور شدن نسبت به اون دیگه نمیبینن.
In fact, they don't even want to see him.
نه تنها نمیبینن، نمیخوان ببینن.
As soon as he cries out.
چون به محضی که فریاد میزنه.
They want to make him stop.
میگه ساکت.
That, but he cries out even more.
اما بدتر داد میزنه.
Yeah, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
ای پسر داوود، بر من ترحم فرما.
Read verse 40.
آیه 40.
Because Jesus hears him. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him, and when he was come near, he asked him.
آنگاه عیسی ایستاده فرمود تا او را نزد وی بیاورند، و چون نزدیک شد از او از وی پرسیده.
Yeah, so Jesus commands him to be brought to him. He stopped what he was doing, and he wants to speak with him. Here's the question that he asks him, saying, what will thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Yeah, what do you want me to do for you? I want to see. I'm crying out to you because I'm blind. I've heard about you. I wish to see you. Yeah, but I'm blind. I've heard that you've healed. I've heard you can help me with the problem that I have. Please give me my sight. Read the next two verses. Yeah, and Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Yeah, Jesus responds with, receive thy sight.
Yeah,
he said, thy faith has saved thee. You know what's interesting here? That the faith that he had could not be seen as well. He's blind. But his faith couldn't be seen.
Yeah,
now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Yeah, the blind man who could not see exercises faith that could not be seen. And then when the blind man's faith results in his eyes being opened, it also enables others to see as well. Yeah, because when they saw it, when the people saw it, when the people who physically could see saw it, but Jesus don't put his blind man. Yeah, they praised God. Yeah, their spiritual eyes were opened for what Jesus has done. Now, what can we draw from this story for us today? Now, first of all, what about adding works to our faith so that our faith can be seen? And others may see it also. They glorify God. But I want to draw another insight from this passage. I want you also to notice that Jesus made the effort to stop what he was doing. There was all this multitude traveling with him. Everybody was in motion. People ahead of him. People behind him. Talking, conversations going on. Busy. But then he heard this blind man. And it says, he stood. He stopped. Why did he stop? Because there was a blind man. Somebody at the edge of society that wanted to see him. A man that was not noticed by the people. A man that couldn't see by himself. But a man that wanted to make himself known to Jesus. Yeah, and the people even wanted to try to silence him. Yeah, Jesus cares about those in society that cannot see and cry out to him. And I mean that spiritually. Sometimes we need to stop and stand still and reach out to those who are calling out. We want to know Jesus.
فریاد میزنن بشنویم و بریم به سمت.
Today we have many people who are living in spiritual poverty.
در فقر روحانی هستن.
Yeah, they're at the road.
چون جاده سر جاده وایسادن.
They want to see Jesus.
میخوان عیسی رو ببینن.
But they can see.
اما نمیبینن.
They've heard about Jesus.
شنیدن در مورد عیسی.
Maybe they want to find out more about Jesus.
میخوان بیشتر در مورد عیسی.
Want to meet him.
میخوان عیسی رو ملاقات کنند.
And people even have trying to stop them from finding Jesus. But they cry out. And Jesus wants to help them. Jesus wants to open their eyes. So they can see the truth. So they can know him. Read again verse 40. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him. Here's the second thing I want you to see from here. And we'll come back to this later on at the end. Jesus commanded that he would be brought to him. Yeah? Jesus is talking to other people, bring him to me. So he could be helped. There are many people out there who are spiritually blind that would get saved if we would bring them to Jesus. They want to know more about him, but they can't find Jesus on their own. Now Jesus commands us as well. Bring those people to him. Yeah? Are you the one who was bringing the blind to Jesus? Or are you part of the group that tries to silence those who cry out? You might say, but I don't stop anybody. Okay, is that so? Maybe you're not literally silencing somebody when they want to speak about Jesus. But maybe in the way you live, in the way you do things, you're pushing away people from Christ. You're a hindrance for people to find Christ. Yeah? Now Jesus is stopping. He wants to meet the blind man. And we have many of those in our own circles. Yeah, maybe you need to stop hindering them from coming to Jesus.
Oh,
but I'm not hindering anybody. Okay, that's good. Then when do you start bringing them to Jesus? Yeah, because preaching the gospel starts with the commandment, go. Not sit and wait till they come to you. Yeah. Now comes another story. Where we have another man who is also seeking after Jesus. Here we have a blind man. He's in poverty, he's begging. He's not noticed by the crowds. Insignificant to most people. Yet Jesus wanted to meet him. Now, in this next story, we have another man. Yeah, a very different man. He's rich. He's very rich. People definitely know who he is. But not in a good way. He's a tax collector. He's at the edge of society for another reason. Luke 19 verses 1 and 2. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich.
پس وارد حریه ها شده از آنجا می گذشت که ناگاه شخصی زکی نام که رئیس باجگیران و ثروتمند بود.
Yeah, so now Jesus has arrived in Jericho. He's going through the city. And there's this man called Zacchaeus. And he's a publican, a tax collector. And I pointed it out before, tax collectors, they're not even popular nowadays. They were not popular then, but they were known to charge more than they should. And even worse, they worked for the enemy. They worked for the occupiers, the Roman Empire. And not only this, this guy is the top dog. He's the chief of the publicans. And it says he was rich. And if the Bible says he was rich, Then he was rich.
He
didn't have a mortgage on his house. No debt. He was rich.
Yeah?
And it's not hard to figure out why he was rich.
Because,
he was stealing from the people.
And
we'll see that in a moment. Now, I remember another story in Luke 18. Where we talked about the rich young ruler.
Yeah,
and Jesus challenged him.
Sell all
your possessions. Yeah, because this guy was rich. Give it to the poor and come follow me. That was not the answer he liked. Because he loved his stuff.
And
of course, Jesus proved to him, like, you thought you were good. But you're not good. You need a savior. Now, let's read again how Jesus followed that statement up. Go back to Luke 18 for a moment and read verses 24 and 27. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, 'Who then can be saved?' And he said, 'The things which are impossible with men are possible with God.'" Yeah, so here we had Jesus giving an example of a rich person, and he says how hard it is for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God. And rich people are in general much more hardened against the gospel. Why? They're prideful, they're arrogant, they think they don't need a savior, and the response is then, who can be saved? Yeah, what's impossible with man is possible with God. And interestingly, here we'll have now a story of a rich man that does get saved. A person nobody liked, a person that was despised, publican, chief of the publicans, and we're going to see that he's going to get saved. So it is possible.
Yeah?
Read verses 3 and 4 from 19. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Yeah, so for some reason, he wants to know Jesus. He's interested. He's heard about Jesus. He knows the name of Jesus. He wants to know more about him. But it's too busy. He's a small guy. So he decides to run ahead and climb in a tree. Yeah, that was on the path that Jesus was walking. Even though he was a publican, even though he was rich, he was searching for Jesus. He sought to see who Jesus was. Read verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house."
ای زکی بشه تا و پایین بیا زیرا که باید امروز در خانه تو بمانم.
Yeah, Jesus wants to meet him.
عیسی میخواد ملاقاتش
کنه. Yeah, when we look at people, sometimes we can be easy to write people off.
خیلی سریع رفتار خط بزنیم.
Yeah, oh, that person looks like that.
In Sharione.
Yes, tattoo, so he's probably not going to be interested.
Adam خیلی خوبی نیست.
Or he looks like a beggar.
Oh, مثل گدانی اونا.
Or he looks very rich.
خیلی ثروتمنده.
It doesn't matter.
مهم نیست چیه.
Yeah, sometimes we think the people are not interested.
فکر می‌کنیم بقیه اهمیت نمیدن.
But the reality is that all that we need to reach out to all people. Jesus wants to meet this guy. Well, he knows who he is. Yeah? Who is a publican? Who is a sinner? Now look at this response of Zacchaeus. Yeah, so Jesus comes up and looks at him. Come, I want to be in your house.
Verse 6.
And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. So he probably can't believe it at first, like Jesus looked up at my tree. Yeah, the Jesus that is making this uproar in this country, of in this city at the moment. He wants to come to my home. Even more, he knows my name. He called me Zacchaeus. Jesus knows who I am.
Yeah,
Jesus knows who are those who are seeking him. They matter to him. And they should matter to us as well. Even people like Zacchaeus. So Zacchaeus is excited. But not everybody is. Read the next verse, verse 7. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner.
و همه چون این را دیدند هم همه کنان می گفتند که در خانه شخصی گناهکار به مهمانی رفته است.
So they all murmured. Nobody was happy about what Jesus was doing. How could Jesus be the guest of this sinner? He's the worst person in town. The chief publican. He's a sinner and Jesus wants to go to his house. This is the person that Jesus wants to hang out with. Now listen to what Jesus did on another occasion. Where he met another publican. His name was Matthew. Yeah. Who wrote the Gospel of Matthew eventually. Matthew 9, 11 and 12. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be well need not a physician, but they that are sick. You might look at certain people. You might look down on certain people. But doesn't mean Jesus doesn't want to meet them. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't bring them to Jesus. Yeah, the people looked at Zacchaeus as the low of the low. The scum of society. Jesus looked at this person as somebody he wants to meet. Now, I shortly want to put something in here. That it's not so that every single sinner can be saved. So let me explain it. Because last week, I talked with a man. We're sharing the gospel with him. He was a Muslim. And his first question was, can he be saved? And of course, he was asking this man, because he's asking this question of what is going on in Gaza at the moment. Yeah, which is basically genocide. All the Palestinians, yeah, by the Israeli government, and it's largely sanctioned by the West. I told them what happened in Gaza is pure evil. And I told him, I explained him that there are people that can cross a line with God before they physically die. That's not a majority, that's a small amount of people. But there are people who can reject the truth, who can reject God to a point that God tells them, now I reject you. And then they can't believe anymore because God will blind their eyes.
Yeah.
God will give them over to a reprobate mind.
We call them
also reprobates. And I told the guy, I strongly believe that Netanyahu is in that category. He has no conscience. And he looks true and true evil. Yeah, he said he's doomed.
Yeah?
Because a person can seal their fate before they die.
Now,
let me give you a few verses that show you that.
Revelation 22:18
and 19. And this is about changing God's word. For I testify unto every man, and here are the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
زیرا هر کس را که کلام نبوت این کتاب را بشنود، شهادت می دهم که اگر کسی بر آنها بیفزاید، خدا بلایای مکتوب در این کتاب را بر وی خواهد افزود. و هرگاه کسی از کلام این نبوت چیزی کم کند، خدا نصیب او را از کتاب حیات و از شهر مقدس و از چیزهایی که در این کتاب نوشته است برخواهد.
Yeah, so there's people who add or distract from God's word and try to corrupt God's word. And it says, your part is taken out of the book of life. Now go to Revelation 20, because that means you're doomed. And I'll show that from Revelation 20, 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
این مرگ دوم است و هر که در دفتر حیات مکتوب یافت نشد به دریاچه آتش افکنده گردید.
Yeah, so if your part is taken out of the book of life because you've been changing God's word, you sealed your faith, you crossed a line with God while you still might be physically alive. Go to Revelation 14, which is another example of that. Revelation 14, 9 and 10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out with mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
و نشان او را بر پیشانی یا دست خود پذیرد، او نیز از شراب خشم خدا که رقیق نگشته در جام خشم وی ریخته شده است خواهد نوشید و در نزد فرشتگان مقدس و در حضور بره و آتش و بوگرد معذب خواهد شد.
Yeah, so here we have people in the end who will take the mark of the beast. If somebody takes that, and Christians cannot take this, but if somebody will take this, they will seal their fate. They shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels. They from there are not doomed.
And
I want to give you an example of a person in the Bible. And for example, that is Pharaoh in Egypt. We know he was a wicked man. And God actually uses Pharaoh to show his power. He's using Pharaoh to glorify himself by destroying him. Yeah, the Bible says that God is hardening his heart. Yeah, at a certain point we see that God puts in his heart to refuse what God is saying. How could God do that? It's like he doesn't have a choice.
Now,
that's because he already had crossed the line with God. And now God is using Pharaoh to show his own power. Pharaoh was already a child of the devil, a son of Belial. Go to John 12. John 12 verse 40. Where it says, he had blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, not understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. John
12:40.
It says here that God has blinded their eyes. God had hardened their hearts. Yeah, so they cannot believe. Now, coming back to Luke 19. Zacchaeus was a sinner. He was not a good man, but then nobody is good. He was looked down on by society, but he was not reprobate. He was not rejected by God. In fact, he really wanted to know more about Jesus. And the people murmured, why is Jesus coming to a sinner? Especially one like this. Now read verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything for any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham.
Amma Zacchaeus barpa shode be Khodavand goft, aknun ay Khodavand, nisb mayamlak khod ra be faqara midaham, va agar chizi nahaq az kasi gerefte basham, چهار برابر به دو باز می‌گردانم. عیسی به وی گفت امروز نجات در این خانه پیدا شد زیرا که این شخص هم پسر ابراهیم است.
Yeah, this is a day that Zacchaeus inherits in eternal life. This is the day of his salvation.
روزی هست که زکریا
yeah, salvation has come to this house.
و میگه نجات در مورد این خانه شده.
Yeah, Zacchaeus knows he is done wrong.
زکی میدونه.
He knows he's a sinner.
میدونسته که گناهکاره.
Now look at his response.
ببینین جواب.
He sells half of his goods and gives it to the poor. And if he had taken anything from the false accusation, he will restore fourfold.
Yeah,
he was an extortioner, he was a thief. Yet he wants to make it right. Now, sometimes people will use this passage.
And
people who are of repent of your sins to get saved, and they will say, oh, see, he's repenting from his sins, and that is why he gets saved. Or this is a proof that he got saved, because we see the change. And then if you don't have such a change, then apparently you're not saved.
Yeah,
that's false. Some people get saved and they walk after the Spirit, they become followers of Jesus, and we do see radical changes in their lives. But then others get saved and there is no visible change. Some things have changed on the inside, but there's nothing to see on the outside or the outside yet, because they don't end up in a church, don't start reading the Bible. It might even be years before they even come to a church. Yeah, what saves is belief on Jesus Christ. It's whosoever believes, not whosoever believes and repents of the sins. Yeah, whenever repentance is used in combination with salvation, first of all, it never says of your sins, but it basically means to turn from a false belief to the truth, to the true belief, from false God to the true God. Now remember what you read earlier, Acts 10:43. To him give all the prophet witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sins. It whosoever believes. Yeah, Ephesians 2:8-10. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
زیرا به فیض نجات یافته اید به وسیله ایمان، این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست و نه از اعمال، تا هیچ کس فخر نکند.
Yeah, it's by faith, it's a gift. And then verse 10.
با ایمان و از طریق ایمان و نه اعمال.
For we are workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
آفریده شده در مسیح عیسی برای کارهای نیکو که خدا از قبل مهیا نمود تا در آنها.
We're not saved by good works.
با اعمالمون نجات پیدا نکردیم.
Unto good works.
اما برای اعمال نیکو نجات پیدا کردیم.
That's called following Jesus. That's called discipleship.
دنبال عیسی رفتن و شاگرد مسیح بودن اعمال نیکو.
Yeah, so Zacchaeus got saved because of his faith in Jesus, and he added work to his faith with selling all of the half of his goods. He was adding works to his faith by reimbursing people he had cheated. That was an act of discipleship, not of salvation. Yeah, so we saw two men. Both men were on the side skirts of society. But they mattered to Jesus. One was a blind beggar
who
was not noticed by the people. They didn't bother to tell him that Jesus was coming. He had to ask. But Jesus stood still when he called out to him. He mattered to Jesus. And he ended up receiving his sight. He now could see because of his faith in Jesus. Then we have this other man, Zacchaeus, which is a rich man. But he also was at the side skirts of society. For another reason, because he was a publican, a sinner. The last person that people wanted to bring to Jesus.
Yeah.
All the people murmured.
همه غر زدن.
But Zacchaeus wanted to know Jesus. And Jesus stopped under his tree. And came to his house. And he received salvation. Zacchaeus mattered to Jesus. He now could see spiritually because he had his faith in Jesus. Read Luke 19:9-10. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save which was lost. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. He came to save sinners. Sinners like you and me. He came to open the eyes of the blind, the spiritual blind. He came for those who need a physician, those who were sick spiritually. These mattered to Jesus. And they should matter to us today. Yeah, we should not look down on those who society have decided on that they're all the way out there. We should bring them to Jesus. Jesus wants to meet them. Jesus wants to save them. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. 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 Amen.